on.
15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Live and on location, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube. On ESPN 850 WKNR.
Pushes, and he gets touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Wednesday from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the 2013 NFL meetings. Our final show from here before we head back to Berea. But we've got a good one for you. We've got the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, joining us. We have Peter King of Sports Illustrated and NBC on this show, and Jim Miller from SiriusXM NFL Radio, former NFL quarterback. We'll get thoughts from the two media guys, King and Miller, on the Browns. Obviously, Coach Chudzinski is going to talk about that and his first meeting as a head coach, his first NFL meeting that he's attending here. So we'll have that. We'll have news for you. We're going to pass along this, that there was voting by the league and a couple of major rules changes. One is that contact initiated by the crown of the helmet will be illegal outside of the tackle box. This, of course, involves running backs, and we know about on the Browns, Trent Richardson and the hit he had in that Eagles game, that opener last year that de-helmeted the defender. Well, this measure passed by a vote of 31-1, so clearly the league in favor of doing away with the crown of helmet hits. And another major rule change, the tuck rule, the infamous tuck rule, that is now gone. And that, of course, would have altered maybe NFL history with Tom Brady of being able to, and the Patriots being able to retain the ball in the Raiders in that playoff game. And you know the news about Phil Dawson, now a former Brown. He is now a member of the San Francisco 49ers. And at this morning's NFC Coaches Breakfast, I had a chance to ask Jim Harbaugh, the coach of the 49ers, about Phil Dawson.
He's a real football player. That's a great thing to say about a kicker. And then the high percentage of making field goals. You know, he kicks the ball through the uprights and in all kinds of situations, pressure situations, inclement weather situations. those things are the things that stand out the most.
Okay, we've got much more coming up on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A conversation with the head coach of the Browns is next, Rob Chudzinski, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Right now, lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam! Just did.
Oh! Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
I think Ford service is great, but I wondered what a customer thought, so I snuck up on one.
How are you?
I'm Mike.
And I'm Jackie.
Jackie, tell me why somebody should bring their car into the Ford dealership for service instead of any one of those other places out there.
They have wonderful service.
What do you drive, Jackie?
Oh, 2007 Ford Escape.
How many miles you got on it?
About 62,000 at the most.
Okay, so how often do you find yourself here at the service center? Is it all about preventive maintenance at this point?
Yes, it is. I come and make sure I get my oil changed, and when they tell you your tires need to be rotated, you got to get that done as well.
Price is right?
Yeah, price is right. No problem.
save on expert service with the works. Get a synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. $39.95 with a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95 or less.
So, you take care of your car?
Yes, I do.
Because you love your car?
Yeah, because if you take care of it, it'll take care of you.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 331-13.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Kraft leads the break. Gets it Scott left of the lane. Lobs into the basket. One-hand dunk. Sam Thompson from the right side. Kraft into the lane. Shoots from low on the left and banks it in. Aaron Kraft
to Thomas. Top of the key. Shoots for three. Got it.
Tie ball game.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State opens play in the NCAA tournament Friday night against Iona. We'll be on the air with the Bex Hybrids pregame show beginning at 6:30 p.m. here on the Ohio State IMG Sports Network.
Ohio State basketball Friday night after Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR. Brought to you by Great Lakes Hyundai.
Vic Carucci back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Phoenix, Arizona, our final broadcast from here this week at the NFL meetings. And Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Pleased to be joined right now by the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, here in Phoenix at the league meetings. Coach, first of all, this being your first, really your first league meeting here as a head coach, enjoying it, I guess, because there is supposed to be some enjoyment, maybe more work than you possibly thought there was, right, at this thing? Because I know that it's positioned a little bit as, well, you can have some fun with the wives and, you know, kind of chill out a little bit. Not a lot of chilling for you.
There really hasn't been. It's not a lot of free time and definitely a lot of things on the agenda and going through and covering, but it's been good and real productive and obviously for the first time, an eye-opener in a lot of ways with some of the things that are going on and very informative.
What's jumped out at you as topically as things that just really caught your attention and maybe things that you're going to take back with you and possibly incorporate into your day-to-day?
There's been a lot of meetings, and we've gone through, you know, everything from the direction and some of the initiatives that the league has in terms of marketing and those type of things to some of the daily operations to officiating to rules changes to just about everything. And along the way, getting a chance to meet a lot of these people here, head coaches, GM, owners of teams, and meet them for the first time, or some people that I know that, you know, get a chance to talk to in a little more detail and
sure.
And learn some things from.
What kind of feedback do you get, though, when you're the new guy? And you're not the only new guy. There are other new coaches in this league. But when you're dealing with some of the ones who have been in this league a long time as head coaches, I think of an Andy Reid, even though he's with a new team and all the years that he has, and, you know, John Fox, different people who have their years. What sort of reaction do you get from them when you're in their midst now as a head coach?
It's good. It's really good. Everybody's positive and very supportive. And, you know, that's the thing I've been impressed with. And just talking to guys and even picking their brain, hey, what's the biggest thing in your first year? And you know, those type of things. And guys, you know, working really to help you out. So it's been good. And, you know, again, learned a lot. And, you know, being here has been a very productive time.
You spoke, of course, with the media here. All coaches do at the different breakfast, the one day for the AFC, one day for the NFC. And in talking with some reporters there, I think one of the things that came up that I wanted to follow up with you on is just you're being impressed with the receiver group you have, the youth that's there and how much there is to work with. Your thoughts on just how exciting it is to have something like that in place. I know it's not a complete position for you yet, but you do have a good starting. point.
It's like a number of positions that we have. It's a young group and a group that has some talent. And, you look at Josh and you look at Greg and you look at the progress that they made last season, and you're encouraged by that. Travis Benjamin played some as well, and obviously, can run well and has done some things and was able to make some plays last year. The biggest thing will just be in the development of these guys and, them, learning the system and working at it and working hard to improve, and ultimately their desire to be, great players or good players or whatever their potential is to achieve that potential. And, there's a lot of talented guys around the league, but, that's where, April 1st, these guys getting in and, being real excited about them coming and being around and us getting a chance to start coaching them and then eventually get out on the field. It seems like it's been forever since we've been able to do that.
Yeah, it does. And I know I can sense from you, because almost every time we talk, you bring up April 1st. You bring up that opportunity as your first of two mini camps. You get the extra one as a first-year head coach. To physically get the players ready and on the field or in classroom first, I guess, then on the field. But let me ask you this. How, in the preparation for all this, where are you and where is the staff? Is everything you need to do in preparation for that mini camp done, or are there still some things from either a playbook standpoint or a structure standpoint that you're still working on?
Along with the other things we've been doing with free agency and the draft and everything else, just getting things ready initially, we have been working on our schedule, our installations, obviously our playbooks and those type of things. So, we'll be ready to roll April 1st with the meetings and then, 2 weeks of the meetings with the players where we can't be out on the field and do any of those type of activities with them. But then the mini camp that will follow, I guess, in that third week of April there that we're talking about. So we're set and ready to go. Other than the scripts, I think we have pretty much everything planned out, and we'll be ready.
Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the 2013 NFL meetings. Coach, when we talk about the quarterback position, a lot has been said about competition at the position, but there is, as we speak, the same group or same cast of quarterbacks now as was at the end of the season with Brandon Weeden, Colt McCoy, Thaddeus Lewis. Do you foresee how this is going to play out? And I know from a personnel standpoint, that's not the area that you're addressing specifically. That's something we've talked about with Joe Banner. But relative to how you can have competition, in your mind, it can be something. In fact, you want it to be something that emanates from within.
Yeah, from two standpoints. One is the great players that I've been around and am fortunate to be around all were very competitive, and they had a fire and a drive from within. So those guys didn't necessarily need people around them because they wanted to be the best and they wanted to be great at what they do. So that's the thing that we'll emphasize, obviously, with the guys we have at all positions, that to have that kind of desire and really try to bring that out of our guys.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of it is within their own position, being able to have some guys there and for those guys to push themselves and all be working to be the very best that they can be. And that's competition, and that helps drive. So we want to create competition within those two base areas right there that we can get those guys ultimately to drive them to be the best they can be.
And it would seem to me that every single guy that's going to be part of this wouldn't seem to need much in the way of motivation in the sense that they, here you are as a new head coach and North Turner is a new coordinator this is their first chance to show you what they're all about. I would think that you relish this and go into this probably competing and trying to show your best automatically, almost without you having to say anything about it.
Yeah, I think so. And that's inherent it's just inherent in athletes. And
right.
Guys that have gotten to this level have to have that. I would expect nothing different from our guys. And like you said, just the fact that it's a new system and the opportunity to work with a guy like Norv Turner and be around him and the excitement of the newness is definitely something that will add to that.
And as far as the rest of the offseason goes, obviously this team's made some big moves in free agency. They've been defensive driven, but you need those areas addressed. as a guy who is, again, rooted in offense, are you still sort of sitting there maybe waiting, hoping that those, some of those pieces might come into play, or do you just sort of go along as this program unfolds with the rhyme and reason of, okay, if you help the defense, it's helping the greater good of the team, but do you sit there just with your personnel sense of what the offense means, saying, boy, I'd love to get a hold of, and I know you got a tight end, I'm not saying that you don't have anybody added on offense, but that you're anxious to maybe get some offensive additions, and maybe how does the draft play into that thinking too?
Well, I think, you know, it's all encompassing. We look at and not to get into any details position by position, but we certainly have some areas of need that we need to address, and whether that's continuing, you know, in the free agency market and as guys are out there and become available, as well as the draft, you know, we'll work to address as many of those needs as we can. And then the coaching part of it comes into play where, hey, let's get them on the field and let's see them and let's see what we can do and work to improve the guys that we have. And, you know, something that we're gonna work hard. We're gonna work to build, and so that we can have success and we can win and win on a consistent basis.
I'm sure if I asked you to coach in the front seat of your car, you would do that. Any location. The building in Berea is the headquarters is undergoing a remodeling, a reconstruction on the whole second floor where all the offices are located. In the meantime, you're temporarily relocated to the first floor area where the meeting rooms are. How do you deal with that? Not only you as a head coach, your whole staff, and you know, disruption, change, adjustment. I mean, it's all. This is what this adapting and overcoming is what this job is about. You preach that to your players. How do you handle it as a staff?
Well, that's what you do, and a lot of times a little disruption and a little bit different setup can be something positive. And one of the other things is obviously we'll be down there more right with the players, and
sure.
Early on that's probably a good thing.
Right, because it's that whole familiarity thing you're building with you and your staff and these players, many of them who are new to you.
Sure, we'll have a lot more contact with them, and obviously
sure.
Within the periods of time that it's allotted,
right.
But we'll be around a lot more than being on a separate floor in a different place.
There you go. All right, well, Coach, thank you so much for your time here, and I look forward to catching up with you soon.
Good, thanks, Big.
All right, he is Rob Jedzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we continue to broadcast from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the NFL meetings. More is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Finally went to Rebel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month? Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why you get a free month?
Maybe they thought I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Things change, people change, the weather changes, but the owners of Window Nation will never change. Hi gang, Riz here in Window Nation, offering you the widest selection of windows, and not only do they tailor the windows to your home, they tailor them to your budget. They make it work for you. Truly getting the most window for your money with Window Nation. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Be confident you're working with the best. 216-464-4141. Window Nation. For your home, because it's where you live.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program today. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books between now and March 31st. Drop it off in the Half Pint Library donation box. It's that simple. At the end of the drive, Half Price Books will match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. Help us share the love of reading with young children and their families. Remember, one good book can help inspire a lifelong reader. And only with your contributions can a Half Pint Library become a reality. To learn more about the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program or to find a store near you, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community, for the community.
Where can you find the best web coverage of the Cleveland sports scene? ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, blogs, podcasts, and the best daily coverage of the Browns, Indians, Ohio State, and more. If it's happening in Cleveland sports, we're on it. ESPNCleveland.com. Featuring veteran Browns beat reporter Tony Grossi's exclusive Browns coverage. Make it your homepage now. ESPNCleveland.com. That's ESPNCleveland.com.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
A football Wednesday from Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. Vic Carucci with you from the NFL meetings that conclude today, and we'll be back in Berea with you tomorrow. Fans, join me on Friday, that's this Friday, March 22nd, at Revel Wireless in Brooklyn. We'll have a live show from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., special time for this show, just that day, because of basketball coverage here on KNR, and that'll be at the Revel location at 7020 Bidoff Road in Brooklyn. Browns defensive lineman Billy Wynn is going to be there with me on the show, and we'll also have Hanford Dixon in his usual Friday spot on this show, as well as Chomps. I don't know if he'll be on the show, but he'll be there. Chomps doesn't say very much. The mascot of the Browns. Be on hand, so come on by for autographs, posing for pictures, all that stuff. We'll interact with you. Love to talk some Browns ball with folks at these remotes. So be sure to come out. We'll have a lot of fun. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. With me now is the one and only Peter King from Sports Illustrated. Peter, the first thing I want to ask you is, you've seen the moves that the Browns have made this offseason, in particular what they did at the very start of the free agency period to address their defense. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think that the one thing I was impressed with what the Browns did is that I thought that the Browns would sort of attack free agency the way the Miami Dolphins did. The Miami Dolphins basically are this year's, you know, Redskins, Cowboys, you know, probably overpaying because they felt they needed to overpay to get those guys. But, you know, you might make an argument that, you know, they overpaid Bryant. You might make the argument they overpaid
Paul Kruger.
Yeah, Kruger. But, you know, listening to people talk here at the league meetings, you know, Paul Kruger had four or five teams that were going to be somewhere between $7 to $9 million on him, mm-hmm. Or say $7 to $8 million. And I think you get to the point now where defensive linemen, it's like looking for Mr. Goodbar. You know, the only guys who have a hard time finding a spot are the ones with age on them. You know, you see the John Abraham still out there, O.C. Umeniora, Dwight Freeney. And they're out there because I think people view them as 1 or 2 year fixes and not anything long term.
Right.
Cleveland Browns got two front seven players, in my opinion, who are going to step right in. I've always felt this about the Browns. And I said this on NBC the day that the signings came down. DeQuell Jackson is a really good football player. Jabal Sheard is a really good football player, and they've got other good players on the front seven as well, but I'm talking about those two guys specifically. Those two guys will be made better by those two free agent signings. Particularly, I'm really looking forward to Jabal Sheard basically becoming more of an impact pass rusher,
mm-hmm.
because I think that he's never going to be, you know, Jared Allen, or he's never going to have the impact. I doubt he's ever going to be a 15, 16, 17 sack guy. But what he can be is the type of pass rusher who, in a bookend situation with a good one, is going to be a difficult guy to block with one man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like the fact that they buttressed their front seven with two guys who were wanted by a lot of teams in this league.
Peter, when you look at those investments, too, on the defensive side, it really is, I see, as a continuation of the investment in Ray Horton. This team definitely went
high. You can tell they love Ray Horton.
They love Ray Horton, yes. They showed their love beyond signing him to the contract that they did and to go along with North Turner. I mean, they went very high-end with coordinators. Big investment there. So this kind of was a natural continuation of that. I wonder how you see the big picture converting from Dick Geron's 4-3 to the 3-4, and what sort of result impact do you expect from that scheme? And you just illustrated why these players make sense for it, but what sort of difference making do you see from it all?
It's interesting. Sean Payton this morning at the NFC coaches breakfast, somebody said to him, why'd you go from 4-3 to 3-4? And he goes, you look at the NFL over the last 10 years, you look at the 3-4 teams versus 4-3 teams, 3-4 personnel coming out in drafts versus 4-3 personnel coming out in drafts. Excuse me. And he said, in my opinion, the 3-4 teams in general have just simply had more success in the last 10 years, and it's more the way the game is being played now. Vic, I would look at the whole way teams are trying to design their defenses right now and look at it in this way, that if you were to design a new team and you were to say, okay, how do we want our team to be? What do we want to play? I think the common sense way is to find three stout guys up front who, and at least two other in addition, who can play in a rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And you take these guys up front and you basically say to them, you guys keep the backs from getting to the second level.
Right.
And if you do that, then you ought to be able to have enough at the linebacker position to get to the quarterback.
Peter King from Sports Illustrated and NBC joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the NFL meetings in Phoenix, Arizona. Peter, the other, of course, major conversation with this team, if you can get this defense built up, and I see it as the, at least in the eyes of the Browns, more of a quicker solution to improvement while waiting on what happens at quarterback. And the quarterback issue lingers. So I wonder how much faith do you think the Browns should have in the fact that North Turner is here, Rob Jedzinski is here, and that they can make whoever's at quarterback, but let's presume it's Brandon Whedon, that much better.
See, I think it's a hard question to answer now before the draft because, you know, the Browns really, you know, I think there are a lot of teams in the draft who, if the quarterback they like is there in, say, at the top of the second round or midway through the second round, they might change their plans. Okay. Now, I have no idea what quarterback is going to go when, all right? But the thing I do know is that I keep hearing people, when I talk to any personnel people or general managers about this quarterback crop, there's two themes. Number one, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. Number two, and this is sort of a this is sort of along the lines of there are a lot of teams like the Browns right now. They have quarterbacks on the roster, but they don't know if they're in love with them. So in other words, if they have a chance, you know, they get to the second round and, oh my God, there's Matt Barkley. How did he last? Something like that is going to happen. Or, God, Ryan Nassib's the best quarterback on our board. There he is at number 43. We're taking him. So I think this is going to be, I'll tell you this, on April 27th, I guarantee you will read this quote uttered somewhere on, you know, somewhere on the internet. You'll read this. We were shocked that that quarterback was still available when we were going to pick. Now, people say that all the time,
year,
but this year, I think you're going to read that maybe from two or three teams because there is just no consensus. You know, there seems to be, okay, Geno Smith's going in the top 10. Okay.
Yeah.
But beyond that, where is there any consensus? My whole feeling about Brandon Whedon is that, and first of all, I'm in the vast minority because I thought that Colt McCoy should get another year. It's very hard to sell that, though, when you're desperate to win, making a bunch of changes on your team and everything. But I'll say this, Vic. I think it's pretty hard to have a rookie quarterback come in and pass judgment on him after 1 year by a new personnel staff and a new coaching staff. That's really hard.
Yeah.
So I would, you know, for his sake, and I like Brandon Whedon, I don't know if he's going to succeed or not, but I like him. He's got a good approach to the game. He's not intimidated. And so I think he's got a chance, but, you know, I don't know if they're going to give him that chance.
If they do, what does Turner and what does Chud
do
for him?
Here's the thing. I've always thought that if you go back to, I think it was 1990 or 91 when Norv Turner first went to the Dallas Cowboys, I'll never forget this, you know, because I went on a scouting trip with Jimmy Johnson's coaching staff when Norv Turner had just gotten there. One of the things I'll always remember is how Norv Turner would look at a college football player and other coaches, even at this age, this was 21 years ago or something, even at that stage, there were people kind of gathered around him to listen to what he thought. Because he was so widely respected, I think Ernie Zampezi and, you know, and kind of off the Coryell tree, people really liked the way that Norv Turner taught offense. And, you know, you look at the success he's had over the years, I think one of the best coaching jobs he's ever done is the year he spent with Alex Smith in San Francisco a few years ago. Now, Alex Smith didn't have a great year, but he, from the start of the year to the end, was a markedly better quarterback. So I look at it and I say, you know, that's a very fortunate thing. And obviously, Chudzinski, you know, I'll never forget this story. This is a story that I always tell when I talk about Chudzinski, who I don't know well at all. But I remember the game on Monday Night Football, I think it was 09, where the Giants came in undefeated to Cleveland and the Browns cleaned their clock.
Yes.
And I was trying to get a hold of Chudzinski that week to talk to him about a story. And so at like 1:48 a.m., he called. And I was asleep, but I answered the phone. And at 1:48 a.m., I said, yeah, let's talk a little bit later in the week. Where are you? Well, I'm down in Berea. I'm sort of getting ready. I think they were playing the Redskins the next week. But he said, yeah, I'm kind of getting a head start. You know, we got to be ready to go to game plan in the morning. And I just, it isn't that he's the only coach who would ever do that, okay? Because coaches do that. But it always sort of impressed me that if you look at Rob Chudzinski's career resume, it's just my feeling. It's a very good chance that's the biggest night of his coaching career. The New York Giants, undefeated, Super Bowl champions recently come to Cleveland, big game, Monday Night Football, and Rob Chudzinski has a game plan where he embarrasses the Giants' defense. They kill him. And I just thought to myself that day, I said, this guy's pretty good, you know?
He grinds, that coaches grind, as you say, by nature, but I think he's more of a grinder than some. I think that's fair, and I think you caught the right kind of right example of how he operates. Peter, the overall leadership, though, of this team, and I know you've had a chance to get to know Jimmy Haslam a little bit through these past several months, and you've known Joe Banner a long time. Your thoughts on what they bring to it and how you see it evolving in the short period that Jimmy Haslam has been the owner of this team?
You know what I think, Vic, that there are so many things right now that we can't know. Number one, you know, how do people respond to adversity? What is their real philosophy about team building? I mean, how heavily involved year after year will they be in free agency? I mean, look, Joe Banner's last significant foray into free agency before he got to Cleveland was an abject disaster in Philadelphia. But
Peter, just take
now,
the shot to the arm from Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett, yeah. But I mean, it was an abject disaster. But you know, I think everybody learns from different things in football, and Joe Banner obviously learned. That, and I bet the lesson he would tell you that he learned from that is it's always dangerous when you have established really good players on your team to bring in higher paid guys at their position to come in as free agents who haven't accomplished as much as the guys who are on your team. Won't be the problem so much with Cleveland because the Browns haven't won. But, you know, I think you know, we've got to wait and see what his track record is going to be on free agency. But I think the one thing that Joe Banner will bring from Philadelphia is the ability to understand how you put a good team together. I mean, even with the variety of quarterbacks they had over the years, this is a team that, you know, was a consistent playoff Super Bowl contender every year. And he understands how to build it. And I think the one thing that Jimmy Haslam, one of the things that attracted Jimmy Haslam wanted a guy who was going to be able to come in here and say, this is how it's done. I've seen it before, and it's worked, and we're going to do it. And then we'll just see if he can do it.
Tremendous, Peter. We thank you so much for the time, and
hey,
I'm
Vic.
Sure we'll catch up with you down the line.
Sounds great. See you in training camp, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. He is Peter King from Sports Illustrated NBC, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the 2013 NFL meetings. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings like up to $9,000 off a new F-150 or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak & Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak & Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam! Just did.
Oh!
Oh!
I wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
Hey, it's Kathy Bay from Danny Bay's Home Entertainment, and we are continuing the celebration of our company's 50th anniversary. This Thursday through Sunday, we at Danny Bay's are offering our largest sale of the year, up to 40% off of custom American-made patio furniture, over $1,000 off of authentic Brunswick pool tables, along with huge savings on theater seats, bars, bar stools, and games galore. If you need home entertainment products, then you need Danny Bay's, and you need us now. Patio furniture at great prices, just in time for the spring. And how about an unbeatable selection of entertainment furniture to finally complete your remodel? Wow, we have it all. And don't let me forget to tell you one more exciting thing. We are not only offering the best prices of the year, but you can also qualify for 12 months no interest financing. Now do you see why Danny Bay's has been the home entertainment leader for 50 years? Visit us this weekend in Mayfield Heights, Fairlawn, Westlake at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyBay's.com. That's Danny, B-E-G-H-S.com.
Kraft leads the break, gets it Scott, left of the lane, lobs it to the basket, oh, it's off. One hand dunk, Sam Thompson from the right side.
Kraft into the lane, shoots from low on the left and banks it in, Aaron.
Base goes to Thomas, top of the key, shoots for three, got it.
Tie ball game.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State opens play in the NCAA tournament Friday night against Iona. We'll be on the air with the Bex Hybrids pregame show beginning at 6:30 p.m. here on the Ohio State IMG Sports Network.
Ohio State basketball, Friday nights after Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR. Brought to you by Great Lakes Hyundai.
What are your expectations for the final couple of months of the Cavalier season? Let's find out together, shall we? Michael Regai, got to hear from you on KNR Overtime. Yeah, we're going to check out the Cavaliers after every time they play. I need to see the continued improvement from Kyrie Irving. Tristan Thompson, Deion Waiters. We're going to discuss the final couple of months of the season and what lies ahead for the Cavaliers. Join me each and every time the Cavaliers get together. It's KNR Overtime right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, broadcasting from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the 2013 NFL meetings concluding today. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Joined right now by Jim Miller from Sirius XM NFL Radio, former NFL quarterback. Jim, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great, Vic. Good to be with you.
How can things be bad here in Phoenix, huh? Beautiful, sunny days.
Every year, you know, you say it can't get better. The Breakers weren't too bad last year in West Palm Beach, and now you're here at the Biltmore in Arizona.
The NFL knows. Nice. They know how to throw a meeting. Jim, I want to talk quarterbacks with you. That is right in your bailiwick, and especially as it applies to the Browns. First, your impressions of Brandon Whedon, the season he had last year, and your thoughts on this team potentially sticking with him as its starter again with a new head coach and Rob Chudzinski, new coordinator, and North Turner.
Well, first off, I think he's a mature guy, but obviously because he came into the NFL older than the other quarterbacks, I think there's a maturity about him in terms of his athleticism and his arm strength. I think he's above average, but much like any rookie quarterback, even though he's older with his age, you're still going to go through those, you know, that rough road, you know, the learning curve process. Things happen a lot faster to process information, how you deliver the football. Windows are smaller. The game is much faster. We know that from compared to the college game. And I think those are all things that Brandon Whedon had to adjust to. And I would think year two will be better for him. It's always difficult learning a new offense, as you know, Vic. But, you know, now going through the ropes, he should be much better from that.
When you look at the track record of North Turner and Rob Chudzinski, knowing what you do of both of those guys and knowing how they've helped quarterbacks, younger and older, be better quarterbacks, what sort of influence do you expect them to have specifically on Whedon?
Well, I just think when you look at North Turner's style of offense, he's always needed big, strong-arm guys. You know, it's been Troy Aikman. Think of his days when he was the offense coordinator down there, big, strong-arm guy. I think Philip Rivers, a big, strong-arm pocket guy. And I think Brandon Whedon fits that mold. He's got a big arm. He's a play action guy. He can launch the football and get it out there. So I think you emphasize what he does well, and that's a good fit within North Turner's offense. You're always going to add competition, and I believe they will at competition for Brandon Weeden.
And that's the other thing. They've talked about that, and Rob Jedzinski says that competition can also come from within. You still, right now, as it stands, it's Weeden, Colt McCoy, Thaddeus Lewis. I don't know how much competition there really is from the other two, especially when you think about as little experience as Lewis had. He just had the one start against Pittsburgh at the end of last season. And McCoy not having that real arm strength that seems to fit the Jedzinski offense.
Yeah, I agree with your assessment. I think for Colt McCoy, he's really the miscast player in the offense. And, you know, I don't rule it out, say, for Cleveland, if, you know, Geno Smith from West Virginia is there. Why not? I mean, just because when you look at the new collective bargain agreement, it's cheap. I mean, to draft a quarterback, even in the top 10, that's cheap money. I mean, that the players can't even renegotiate until after year three. So let's go back. You look at Cam Newton. He signed a four-year, $21 million deal. You look at Jake Locker when he was drafted eighth overall by the Tennessee Titans. That's only a four-year, $12 million deal. That's minuscule. Christian Ponder, you know, he goes 12th overall to Minnesota. I mean, $10 million, that's cheap for the quarterback value, and you know you're going to be able to have them, develop them minimum 3 years before you make a decision that, hey, this is our guy for the future.
No, that's such a great point. Jim Miller is joining us from SiriusXM NFL Radio, former NFL quarterback here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the NFL meetings. Now, you brought up Geno Smith and the sixth overall pick that the Browns have right now. Is that a legitimate spot, though? Can you said the money isn't as much a factor, the signing bonus money, so you would therefore say it's plausible that he could be picked there. You also know that the Browns, it's been reported, I have it in my mind that it's going to happen, that they're going to have a private workout for this guy too.
Right.
They're going to take a look at this guy in addition to what he did at his pro day. Do you think that is a scenario that you're seeing as realistic, the Browns drafting him?
There's no doubt, or creating the impression that they do want him, which I do think the Browns do want him. I mean, he's out of all the quarterbacks, I think him and E.J. Manuel, to me, of Florida State, Geno and E.J. stick out the most, especially at the Senior Bowl, what I saw from E.J. Manuel, and obviously what Geno Smith, he's a big, strong-arm guy that we just mentioned fits Norv Turner's offense, and now you factor in the athleticism and how Rob Jedzinski kind of took advantage of Cam Newton's athleticism down there for the Carolina Panthers, so you kind of have the best of both worlds right there with Geno Smith. So I think it is plausible that they're in the mix there at number six for Geno.
And do you like him as a complete enough quarterback, though, and has he shown you enough? I mean, last year was such an erratic, his final season at West Virginia, so erratic, where he started strong and then dipped off.
Yeah, well, I do. I like his skills, his big arm. I think one thing, because West Virginia's defense was so bad, you wonder the ability to come back in games. If you remember the New York Giants, I remember Ernie Accorsi was talking about and explaining what impressed him so much about Eli Manning at Ole Miss, and he said it's the way he came back in games. And there were a couple games, I think it was like K-State, that Geno Smith struggled against in order to come back and fight back. It's difficult because his defense didn't stop anybody. He always seemed to have to go down and score a touchdown. But it seems like when the pressure was on a couple times, I'm not going to say he faltered or wilted, because it is a team game, but that's when you need your quarterback to play his biggest. And started so strong the first, what was it, four games.
Yeah.
He was lights out, 24 touchdowns, no picks, anything like that. Had that bumpy road where I thought he struggled a little bit. So I think from that standpoint, you know, can he handle the pressure when the pressure's on? And I think he's capable of doing that.
And you mentioned E.J. Manuel from Florida State. This is an interesting guy, size, I mean, big, but also an athletic player. What are your impressions of him, and why do you think he might make sense with a team like the Browns?
I really like this player. I had a feeling down at the Senior Bowl he'd leapfrog a couple other quarterbacks like Mike Glennon of North Carolina State, who's a big guy, has a big arm also, but you could just see from Geno, from E.J., he can command a huddle. You look at his record at Florida State, ran a West Coast type of system with Fisher there. Now, it's not always, you know, everybody saying, well, you know, in certain plays, times he struggled, but you have to look at what he's asked to do. So if a team blitzed him, sometimes he didn't have the ability to dump it off. It wasn't built in within the offense. So I don't think you can hold that against E.J. Manuel. But big arm, very elusive. I mean, 6'5", 237. Mm-hmm. Who can run? He ran a 4.62 down there at the combine. Good three-cone drill, good shuttle drill. So he's a big guy with movement skills. And he blew me away just with his interview. I mean, very disciplined. His dad's a military guy. He loves football. I get that sense about E.J. Manuel. Very intelligent young man.
Do you sense a lot has been talked about ever since really the whole 2012 season, and then it heightened through the Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick, the whole pistol read option type of offense. Are you a believer that it has a definite place, a sustainable place in the game? And you know, and when you bring it up relative to Brown's discussion, again, with Rob Chudzinski, a guy who was incorporating it and really using it before a lot of other coaches with Cam Newton back in 2010.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to say it. I don't think you want it to be the staple of your offense. You know, it's not something you can hang your hat on. It's something that provides a wrinkle that defenses, I think, have to prepare for and make adjustments to. But I just don't believe, and I don't think it's a smart idea, to always subject your quarterback to that type of punishment. Mm-hmm. It is hard enough for these quarterbacks to make it through a 16-week season, just the punishment that they take. And for your quarterback, who needs to be in the game consistently, if he's taking that punishment and starting to miss games, that's going to affect your offense. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a wrinkle, but it can't be the staple of an offense.
And I, by the way, I said 2010, I meant 2011. But yeah. And the other element here is, even though Norv Turner is adaptable to pretty much anything, yeah. you think drop back pocket passer for the most part. That's where he's had his most success as a coordinator and a coach.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you just look at him, I mean, it's not like Troy Aikman. He was a good athlete, but he wasn't the most fleet-of-foot guy, and I wouldn't say that about Philip Rivers either. I think he's pass protection conscious when you look at North Turner, meaning, hey, if you know you're going to throw the ball downtown on a deep play action, you better have the protection up there that can, you know, keep that pocket clear for these guys to launch that football, and I think he's very conscientious of that.
So besides throwing it and having the guy to do that at that key position, quarterback, you need people who get after the quarterback. You need people to make plays at that end. The Browns clearly have devoted free agency to doing that, bringing in Paul Kruger, Desmond Bryant, Quinton Groves, a very defensive-heavy approach to their opening of free agency. Your impressions on what they've done and where you see it going from here?
Yeah, I think, here's my impressions about the Cleveland. I already thought they were a pretty talented team. You know, I wish Rob Chudzinski, I'm a big fan of his as a coach, but I was pretty happy with the regime before. I thought they did a heck of a job drafting the talent that is currently on the team, whether it's Big Phil Taylor and all the other players that they've added, from Trent Richardson and the offensive linemen and you name it. I just thought, you know, if it was given time to marinate, this was going to be a pretty good team. So I don't think Rob Chudzinski was dealt, he's been dealt a pretty good hand in terms of the talent. Now you add Paul Kruger, as you mentioned, Groves and the other players. So to me, they're good signings, but they really didn't have to do too much. Okay. I mean, there's a good talent pool on that team, I believe.
Jim, truly appreciate the insights and the knowledge, and we'll talk to you down the line.
All right, sounds good, Vic. Thanks for having me.
He is Jim Miller from SiriusXM NFL Radio, former NFL quarterback, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the NFL meetings in Phoenix, Arizona. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Right now, lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Finally went to Rebel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month?
Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why'd you get a free month?
Maybe they thought I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
Communities and businesses depend on each other.
Successful companies can make a difference in people's lives, and we need them involved now more than ever.
I want to work with a company that's invested in my community.
A company that cares about Cleveland and the people who live here.
I'm Brian Kurtz, a Baird financial advisor and a proud Cleveland resident. Baird has been part of Cleveland for more than a decade, and all of us who call it home believe strongly in giving back to the community. That's why we support local organizations like St. Martin de Porres, Achievement Centers for Children, and Hattie Larlem. Because at Baird, we believe improving people's lives is a big part of what we do, and we know that genuine caring is critical to doing it well.
Discover a financial partner who cares about Cleveland. Visit BairdCleveland.com. That's BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Hey, what's up? It's Hammer for Golf Tech. Spring is starting to creep in, and that means it's time to get your game ready. Why not learn from the best with the certified pros over at Golf Tech? Now through March 29th, take advantage of 20% off improvement plans and lesson programs at all three area Golf Tech locations on the east side, west side, or in Canton, and with a fourth Brecksville location coming in April. Visit golftech.com today. Get your game in full swing with the best training technology you'll find anywhere. Proven path, proven results only at Golf Tech.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
Now you can listen to ESPN 850, WKNR, and KNR2 anywhere you go with the free ESPN Radio app. Follow the Cleveland sports scene on your mobile device. Absolutely free. Simply go to the App Store and download ESPN Radio. Listen live to ESPN 850 WKNR shows, live play-by-play, and more. It's new and improved, and for the first time ever, it's free. Cleveland Sports Authority is now available anywhere. Where you go. Download the ESPN Radio app free today and stay in touch with the Cleveland sports scene on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, it's been an enjoyable past few days here in Phoenix, Arizona, as we broadcast from the NFL meetings, and we want to thank some people for their participation in this show. We want to thank Rob Schudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, Peter King from Sports Illustrated and NBC. Also want to thank Jim Miller from Sirius XM NFL Radio. Appreciate all their help. Also want to thank Drew Boatner, and want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will be with you again tomorrow, this time from Berea, Ohio, tomorrow, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.